B'choros perk vav mishnah ches 8:6, more on blemishes of the legs. Nishbar etzem yado ve'etzem raglo. If a bone in its front leg or its hind leg was broken, afal b'sheino nikar, even if you can't see the fact that the bone is broken by looking at the animal, but you can see when the animal walks that it has a limp, so then the fact that it's walking in an unusual way, that's enough to make it a bal mum. Mumen elu mana ayala b'yavna. This is one of these two mumen, meaning the broken foot and broken hind and front foot, those two, or hind and front leg. Those two blemishes were blemishes that were enumerated by ayala and yavna. V'hod lo chachamim, and the rabbis agreed to those mumen. They said, yes, for sure, those are indeed, if the animal has a limp, then it's a bal mum, because of a broken leg. But v'od shlosha hosif, he also added three other blemishes, and regarding those, Amr lo, the rabbi said, lo shamanu es elu. We just have no tradition regarding these three. Meaning, the implication of the Mishnah here is that the chacham of that generation didn't accept Ayala's list of extra three sort of minor blemishes. However, the Mishnah will say by the end that subsequently it did accept those. So the halacha, these will be included on the list of blemishes. What are the three that Ayala added? First of all, es shegagal eino agol kishel adam. It has, its eye is round like a human eye. So the bartender learns, we're talking about the eye socket. The shape of the eye socket of the cow, goat, or sheep is round like a human eye. Now, to be honest, I spent a lot of time looking at both skulls and pictures of cows, goat, and sheep, eyes, or orbitals where the eye goes in, and human beings. Okay, they're not exactly the same. So I'm not exactly sure, but that's what's going on here, according to the bartender. The Tos Yontov does bring an opinion based on a variant text in Rashi. We're referring to not the eyeball or socket of the eye, but rather the pupil of the eye. If you look, this is definitely clear. If you look at the ruminant's eye, the pupils of cow, goats, or sheep, you'll see that the pupil is sort of like long and thin, like a horizontal line. Okay, clearly not like a round pupil in a human eye. So according to that pshat, at least the idea would be if the pupil of the eye is round, like a human, as opposed to a long, skinny strip or stripe or line, like they usually are, that would be a mum. That's Tos Yonta brings that as an explanation. Second of all, ufiv dome l'shel chazir. If its mouth resembles a pig, the idea here is that if you look at a pig's mouth, again, I looked at the skulls, and you don't, they're the top and bottom line up, the top and bottom jaw line up of a pig, like a cow, goat, and sheep, they're pretty aligned. But there's, because of the snout of the pig, sort of the nose protrudes out farther than the mandible, the jaw underneath. So there definitely is like an impression of like, I'll call it an overbite on a pig, if you will, like the top jaw extends further than the lower jaw. That shouldn't be the case with cows, goats, and sheep. If you look at sheep and goats, they really are lined up clearly. Cows, you can look at the picture yourself and see. In any case, that's what the pshat is. If it looks like that this animal has like a significant, I'll call it overbite, that would be considered a bal mum. That's the second of the three. And the third of the three is that v'shenital rov hamedaber shelashono. Now, this means that the majority of the tongue has been removed. Now, the tongue itself kind of has, I'll call it, two parts. There's the part that's attached to the palate at the bottom, and there's a part which is not attached to the palate, like the front part, which is loose. So it's the front part of the tongue which does the moves a lot and is what forms the sounds that we make with our human mouths when we speak. So that part of the tongue, the whole tongue is called the lashon. But the part of the tongue which is like detached from the palate and moves around is called the middaber, the speaking part, literally. So the idea is, although of course cows, goats, and sheep do not speak, but the portion of their tongue which is not attached to the palate, that part, if it's missing the majority of that part of the tongue, even though the mouth is typically closed, it's not that noticeable, and the tongue is still there. But the point is that if you look, the cow opens its mouth, just the same way we talked about the teeth. So the tongue, if it's mostly missing that part of it, the front part of the tongue, that would be a mum as well. Again, the word literally mean v'shinital, and was removed, rove, the majority, hamedaber shelashono, of the speaking part of the tongue, meaning the front part of the tongue. And even though we said that the rabbis, the Bezin in the time of an earlier generation there, I guess in Yavna, didn't have a tradition regarding these, says the Mishnah, Uvezdin shel achrayin, a subsequent generation, Amru, they said, Hare Elu Mumin, they confirmed what Ayala said, that indeed is true. These, I'll call them their minor blemishes, if you will, of the tongue being partially removed, the animal having an overbite, or the eye being round as it shouldn't be, like human beings instead of like the animals. Those indeed are blemishes which would allow the cow, goat, or sheep to be slaughtered outside the base of Mikdash, and if it's a Bechor, to be eaten over there.